Ma vedes balesik from the spiritual tasks of a businessman. La eder ba'atzmei ha'amuna ubitochen gomer ba'hazon umfanes l'chol basar. To arouse within himself the faith and absolute trust in the one who nourishes and sustained all flesh. Ki hu yizbarich yitn lepan asosye berevach. That he, blessed be he, will provide him with ample livelihood. V'tzarich li yez besimcha v'tuv levov. And one must be happy and cheerful, ki'ilu panasase kvar mizumenes lefonov, as if his livelihood is already placed before him. This is from a letter that Friedrich Rebbe wrote, a long letter to a businessman, and we have many, many parts of this letter in several Hayim Yems, and here is one part that focuses what is the task of a businessman. And the Rebbe writes, this is a response to a general question, how can a person not be distracted and not be worried about his business? There are always worries and concerns, how could you overcome this? So the Rebbe advises, in general, the mind should always be in charge of the heart. As the Alter Rebbe says, Moyach Shalit al Alev. The mind controls the heart, and this is by nature. So besides for the fact that one who has faith won't be distracted by concerns, all you have to do is create a vessel and make sure that you're doing it according to Torah, and God will send you all the blessings. But the main job of yours, the main task is, you have to have complete faith and perfect trust in the Eibishter that He will provide you your sustenance in abundance, and you have to be so joyful as if you already have it in front of you. And he brings a letter from the Rebbe Marash, who wrote to a chosid, "You write to me about your panosa, about your livelihood. May Ayin Yove Ezri, from where will come my salvation?" And the answer is right there. The Pasuk says, right next to it, Ezri Me'im Hashem Oisei Shemayim Va'aretz. My salvation comes from God who created the world. So the one who created the world and sustains the world will definitely sustain you in its right time, whatever you need. So therefore, as a businessman, you have to train yourself and think again that the Eibishter will provide you exactly what you need. And if it's delayed, it must be that you'll be repaid in multitudes. And with this joy, your approach has to be that you now have to pay your attention to study Torah properly, and because you have love for a fellow Jew, you have Avos Yisrael, convince others to participate, and make sure that you spend as much time studying Torah. But then you have the advantage as a businessman, because when you go out to work, first of all, when you're at work, you have free time, you always find time to learn something during breaks. Always have words of Torah prepared for you. And also, whenever you do a business deal with someone else, always find an excuse how to talk some words of Torah and some beautiful lessons, good words to encourage a person with love to improve in their ways. And he concludes with the story of Reb Elia Abeler, which the Rebbe Marash told Reb Elia Abeler, "I envy you when you are in business, when you go out to the marketplace, and there you meet someone, and you say a word of Torah, I envy you. This is something that only you could do."